Eric Thibodeau Thompson joins me in the studio. He is Associate Professor of Theater and Director of UIS Theater. In fact, he is currently directing UIS Theater's upcoming production of God of Carnage. Welcome, Eric.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So many of you may not know a lot of my background because I usually like everybody else that comes in here to do the talking, but I will tell you guys that Eric directed the first production I was ever in at UIS. And so I just want to let everybody know it's always rewarding to work with UIS Theater. There's so many good folks and so many things that you can do and learn. And actually, it's one of the reasons I ended up here. I don't think I would have ended up here if it had not been for UIS Theater, but I don't want to toot our own horns too much, but before I get into too much of that, let's talk about the upcoming production. So tell us what the show's about.
Well, sure. This fall, we are opening with God of Carnage, a play by Yasmina Reza, translation by Christopher Hampton. And when you say this playwright's name, she happens to be a French playwright, and some people might think back to, oh yeah, she's that person who wrote that great play, Art. And that is true. God of Carnage, theater people usually recognize the title as it won the Best Play Tony Award in 2009. But more casual theater goers walking down the street may or may not have heard of God of Carnage. It's funny, we were joking about this last night at rehearsal. You know, the title, God of Carnage, you know, for those who haven't yet read the play or seen it anywhere, it sounds like it might be some Halloween thing, you know, like Children of the Corn or something, you know. And it's like, no, it's not that. But it does involve some characters becoming increasingly unraveled, for sure. The Broadway original production had some It List people in it, for sure. Jeff Daniels played Alan, Hope Davis on that. James Gandolfini played Michael, and Marcia Gay Harden played Veronica when it opened at the Bernard Jacobs Theater in 2009.
Well, you know, I was looking at a lot of things about the show because, you know, I'm a curious mind. I'm going to look. So when I looked up the show, some words came up, and I'm going to read those to you because I'm like, okay, what's this show really about? So those words were vomit, childish, animalistic, rage, and then the list went on and on and on. So can you tell us what audience members can expect and what they're going to kind of learn for this show, if anything?
Well, there's going to be vomit sprayed all over the audience. In fact, we're going to hand out... No, that's not the case. Repeat, that is not the case. But there is a moment where one of the characters in the story of the play does... I don't know how else to say it, hurls. And, you know, it's part of the unraveling of these four characters. We were saying also last night during rehearsal to one another that there's a lot of sights and sounds and smells in the story of this play. That's just one of them. And, you know, it starts as four parents coming together in a pretty swanky Brooklyn, New York home to find some sort of reconciliation for a playground altercation that occurred between their sons. One son hit the other son with a bamboo stick, and it damaged teeth. And so the play opens with all four parents a little bit nervous and tense, hoping no one's going to sue somebody or anything like that. And it's sort of that feeling we all might get, you know, if you have a fender bender and, oh, gosh, I got to get out of my car and, you know, the cops aren't here yet. I hope that other driver isn't going to be a prick. And, you know, you search for your insurance card. That sort of apprehension, that tenseness is sort of what begins the play. But there's a lot of funny moments along the way, too. And by play's end, there's sort of a cross bleed, if you will, that the four parents who came to be quote unquote adult about all of this and to settle their differences peacefully end up not exactly accomplishing that. In fact, they kind of turn into the children themselves. That's what I mean by a cross bleed. And so by play's end, the audience is left with this feeling that another playground altercation may be imminent, this time a more adult version as the lights go down.
And one thing I kind of like about UIS Theater is that not only do these plays have a lot of interesting information that everybody can learn, but a lot of the times they're funny.
Yes.
They're like dark comedies, and that's another word that they use to describe the show. And I was just like, okay, I really can't piece this together in my head yet.
Yes.
So I think that's really cool that audiences might not know what to expect when they're going to see this show.
Well, like any good play, that's really well put. I think there's a cathartic release, you know, that we all of us have when we witness someone else struggling with something, right? And I think all good plays allow an audience to witness some sort of struggle occurring before them. God of Carnage is no exception to that. And sometimes these struggles are very funny, you know. In fact, we laugh in part sometimes, I think, honestly, because, oh, good Lord, at least with all that's in my life, at least I don't have that problem, right? And that's a sort of catharsis. But then other kinds occur also where you find yourself sort of rooting for one character over another, or hoping or caring a little more about what might happen next to one character over another. It's very much the New York Times, I'm just looking at the back cover of the play as I read this carefully, they got it right, I think, when they say a streamlined anatomy of the human animal delivers the cathartic release of watching other people's marriages go boom, a study in the tension between civilized surface and savage instinct. This play is itself a satisfyingly primitive entertainment. That's from the New York Times talking about this play, God of Carnage, and I think that kind of hits it right on.
Yeah, those were a lot of big words. Some more of the words I was seeing when I actually looked up the play. So I'm so excited to be able to just learn a little bit more about it, because I think it's helping me understand just what I'm getting myself into when I go to see it. But
oh, yeah.
I talked about like a lot of big words that were used to describe the show. And also, I don't know if a lot of people know, but UIS Theater, where they house the shows, the studio theater,
mm-hmm.
went under a lot of intense renovations. And so we're really excited about that. And I wanted to kind of know, how will the newly renovated studio theater enhance the experience for actors and for even audience members?
Well, that's a good question. You know, in short, it is now a little more truly a black box studio theater. One thing that we asked at the onset of this remodeling, I should say, was that it remain very flexible in its seating configurations, because at UIS Theater we enjoy doing thrust arena or in the round, as well as proscenium and other seating configurations, depending on what will best tell the story of a play. And so we've got that, and I think audience members will enjoy, yes, the seats are more comfortable, but also it's just a true black box theater now. And for the creative process, I know our designer, our scenic designer, Dathan Powell, one of the theater faculty here, I know he's very excited to get to work in this reconfigured space, this theater that has had a facelift of sorts. And finally, I should say, too, that Brian Reeves, the director of the Performing Arts Services in the Performing Arts Center here on campus, he really gets the credit for this renovation occurring. It was him who wrote the application for the grant as a response to President Tim Killeen's call for proposals to further the arts and humanities in the U of I system. And I assisted him somewhat, but thanks to Brian, we were able to nab a good $150,000 grant, which we're now all going to enjoy together as artists and audience members alike.
And that's great. And one thing I want to share with the audience is whenever I would do UIS theater shows, I would always be interested to see, all right, how are they going to have us set up this time? Because mm-hmm. it would always differ. And it would always scare me, honestly, doing theater in the round, mm-hmm. because it's like you can't turn your body, you know, certain ways. It can't be on certain angles. So not only do you have to remember your lines and your blocking and everything else, you also have to remember those important sight lines and just making sure you're where you're supposed to be at, because one little turn of the body and nobody can see you.
Sure.
So
sure.
That's always really scary to me. But going back to the studio theater, because of the updates, and you brought up Dathan Powell, the mm-hmm. scenic director, and he does a great job, by the way, with everything. I'm always really amazed to see the sets.
Yes, he's our scenic designer and technical director.
Yeah, So tell us a little bit about what Dathan is doing with the set for God of Carnage.
Well, you'll have to come see. without giving too much away, I mean, it is being done in a three-quarter thrust configuration. I think this play really thrives in that sort of setting. And it immerses us in the world of this play very nicely with that sort of setup. And, you know, Dathan, again and again, just amazes us by turning the space into a place that we've never quite imagined before. You know, I just when I thought, hey, the three-dimensional cube that is any black box theater, and we have a nice one here with the Studio Theater, just when I think I've exploited every angle and every turn, Dathan has yet another trick up his sleeve and continues to wow us with his designs and his hard work, for sure.
And we're certainly excited to see it. Like I said, the sets are always beautiful and they always blow my mind. But I want to know, why do you think, or how have these productions enhanced the theater department as a whole? With, you know, we just got the theater major not too long ago, and
right.
We're increasingly seeing more of an, I guess, enhancement or engagement to theater and arts and music. So how do you think these productions enhance our lovely theater and performing arts program?
Well, probably foremost, it's a nice opportunity for our students, not just the theater students who are majoring in theater, minoring in theater, or just simply taking theater classes, but our art students, our music students. You know, UIS Theater is housed in the Department of Art, Music, and Theater. And the Department of Art, Music, and Theater lives in a building affectionately known as the Visual and Performing Arts Building. So the campus, I think, is now completely understanding that, which is nice. And more importantly, prospective students are getting that too. But it provides an opportunity for sometimes an art student who might be really great at painting or drawing to come work backstage and be a part of the scenic design process and or the set building process. That's just one example. But we really enjoy having art and music students involved in our productions. And it's a two-way street. You know, a lot of times our actors are also wonderful musicians, and we can go enjoy that side of their talents at the next UIS Music concert. And those are amazing, too. Or we can see their work in the upcoming visual arts exhibit that UIS frequently does, and those are always very high quality.
That's great. And like you said, like all three just working together, it just makes a total difference, especially, like I said, in our society. We're starting to see everybody really embracing all of the arts, and I just think it's wonderful because these programs do a lot of great things in people's lives. So I think it's just important to continue this tradition and continue to have people in these programs. So, but before we go, tell us when the show runs, how people can get tickets. Is there any place people can go to get information?
You bet, and I appreciate that. Tickets can be had at the UIS ticket office, which is on level 2 of the Public Affairs Center building. The Performing Arts Center staff can sell you tickets to God of Carnage, UIS Theater's fall production. You can also get more information about the play and ticket information at our website, www.uis.edu/theater. And theater in this case is spelled R-E on the end. So uis.edu/theater. And that's also where one can look up things like what are the classes coming up next semester? What might I want to enroll in? What do I need to do to apply to become a theater major at UIS, a theater minor? And also, the Art, Music, and Theater website is something to check out because you can learn a lot more about, hey, how do I become a music minor? How do I get my major in visual arts going? How do I get a minor in what we hope will be an upcoming art history minor? So we are expanding. Modestly so, to keep it real, but we don't want to expand so fast that the quality of what we do goes down. This is really a fun time to join us, and we're looking forward to this year. I should also say quickly that next semester we've got a big treat for everybody too, because my other half and colleague, Professor Missy Thibodeau Thompson, will be directing Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, and auditions for that will be coming up in somewhere in the January timeframe. So keep an eye on our website for that. Also, in between God of Carnage and Twelfth Night is the ever-popular student-directed Scenes. And we always enjoy a packed house every time we offer that in the Studio Theater. This year, that will be for two nights only in the Studio Theater, December 4th and 5th. There, too, if you go to our website, which I just gave you, you can read more about that. And if you want to get involved with student-directed Scenes, either as an actor or a backstage technician, the doors are wide open.
Well, I just like to add that I did student directed Scenes too, and it was great. So please make sure you come out and support UIS Theater and all the great things they're doing.
It's true. The redone Studio Theater is a fun place to be in. And I just want to remind people across Springfield that certainly students are foremost the center of what we do. But I think with every production we do, audience members very much enjoy that we've got students working alongside community actors, alumni, faculty, staff, non-traditional students. Every label you can think of, every profile you can imagine is always on our team and very much welcomed at UIS Theater. So take a look at our website and join us.